Hey everybody, so Chrissy Leonard here, business and marketing coach for soul-centered women entrepreneurs who want both income and impact. So today I'm really excited to talk to you about a really cool question I got, which is, what would you do if you could go back in time and choose five things that you would do differently when you started your business that would have made a bigger impact or really changed things for you? All right, so I've been thinking about this. I wanted to share it with you so that you can learn from some of my mistakes. So I have built now a multi six-figure business in just a few years, working in my passion and purpose. And that's what I help other women around the world learn how to do so that they can create a sustainable, profitable business that also allows them to be a force for good in the world. So if I could go back in time, number one, the first thing that I would do is hire a coach sooner. I skirted around this for a really long time. I went to conferences and, you know, don't get me wrong, I definitely did a lot of group programs. I did a lot of free webinars. I downloaded a lot of free crap off the internet. I shouldn't say crap. It was good. But when it came to actually hiring a coach, I was petrified. And if you're a coach, the thing they say is true, that it's really hard to expect your clients to invest in coaching with you if you don't believe in coaching enough to hire a coach for yourself. I was of such the belief that I could DIY everything, do it all myself and figure it all out and figure it out for cheaper and get a good deal. You know, so of that mindset, I never thought to hire a coach, especially a high-level coach, to work with me one-on-one. But in the process, I ended up doing a lot of random little things, a lot of courses. I spent a lot of money still, but just never in one big chunk. When I hired my first one-on-one coach, I went from, I think, $85,000 a year in my business to $135,000 a year the next year. So I spent about $7,000, which for me was like, oh my God, like so expensive. I was scared to death, but I made whatever that was, right? Like well over, like about 50 grand by spending seven. So if you do the math all day long, that's gonna make sense, but still oftentimes we're afraid because we don't trust ourselves or we don't trust that we can get the results that we want. But coaching is amazing. It's different than therapy because it's not just like talking about what you wanna do. It's getting homework, being held accountable every single week to do what you're capable of. That's why coaching changes lives and why I love it so much. I'm not just saying that because I'm a coach. Truly, that is the number one game changer. Number two, I would hire a team sooner. I am so embarrassed to admit this, but I actually didn't hire my first team member because I didn't want to have to go through and figure out where all my passwords were. I knew she was going to have to get into my Instagram and my Facebook and my email account. And I was like so overwhelmed in my business to even think about having to go collect all that. I was like, I'll just hire them next year. But the truth is, when I finally got a really high caliber person in place that not only I could manage and delegate tasks to, but somebody who could manage me and actually bring something to the table that I didn't have, like, hey, why don't we do things like this? And let me take that off your plate or let me manage this project for you. Oh, it was a game changer. Hiring a team is part outer work, like, you know, managing and figuring out exactly what you need help with, but also it's a lot of inner work too. It's really like letting go of the reins of your business, receiving support, and getting out of that DIY mindset that can help us get into business, but honestly keeps us stuck if you want to scale to six figures and beyond. Hiring a team is critical. And that was a huge part of me breaking through the six-figure mark as well. Number three, doing all the marketing things. So if you're one of those people who's like got a YouTube channel and a Facebook and an Instagram and a LinkedIn and a TikTok and you're trying to send blog content and you're literally spending like most of your life creating little free things on the internet, that isn't gonna do much in way of giving you traction in your business. I was trying to do all the things everywhere. It was exhausting and overwhelming. So I would like send out a bunch of newsletters and then I would just stop and go radio silent for a while and not send a single newsletter. And then I would start doing all the other things again and sharing on Facebook every day and sharing on Instagram. And then I would be like, and I would retract again because it wasn't sustainable. So I always teach my clients and in the Aligned Female Entrepreneur, pick two marketing channels to stick with and use consistently and persistently over time until they are mastered and dialed and simple and easy for you. then pick up another one. So whether that's Instagram and email newsletters or maybe a podcast and just that's it, you only want to pick one or two things that you're really focusing all your energy and attention on. Do not spread yourself thin like I did, because you will literally spend all the damn time working on your business but not actually making any money. And that's the other thing. You want to make sure that whatever that marketing thing is, wherever you're spending your time, especially if it's on social media, that you're using it to generate clients and not just contribute to the noise, okay? Nobody needs an extra recipe or like a, you know, inspirational quote out there. People need to change. People need like life-changing shit. You know, like they need to know there's people here like yourself that can help them, heal them, get them where they want to go. So if you're not doing that through your marketing, you're just wasting time. If you're curious about how to do that, definitely let's talk. Let's work together, because that's my specialty. Number four. This one's a little hard for me to admit, but I'm a perfectionist, a little bit recovering. So I would spend way less time tinkering on my damn website, trying to get the right fonts and colors to match, trying to get professional photos or the perfect filter on my images. I just would have, if I could take that girl who spent like literally hours and hours and hours just trying to get the spacing right on a flyer and just shake her and be like, "Ah, girl, no, this isn't it." This is the path. Create a workshop, fill the workshop, use the workshop to bring people into a consultation, use the consultation to sell out your programs and your offerings. That's all I needed to do. Tinkering on the website took hours and hours and hours and honestly years out of my life. If you could just come up with a simple system, market a thing, fill the thing, sell the thing, that's all you need to do. Rinse, repeat. Okay, and number five, this is a big one, and I honestly don't think I really got it fully until like these past couple years, but it's not really as much what you're doing in your business, it's who you're being in your business. It really is about your energy and your vibe. Energy follows energy. So when you're clear and confident, your clients will feel clear and confident too. When you're excited about something and you love what you do, people can feel it. When you're like I need to make money, or like, oh, I need this person to sign up with me, or I don't really even trust myself, I don't even know if I'm good at what I do, you know, people will feel that too. But when you're in the vibration of like your higher self, of like, I'm here to do good work on the world, in the world, and I'm committed to that, that's everything. Okay, so if I could have changed one thing, it would be to get out of my head, get out of the perfection, get out of like what the gurus online were telling me to do, and I would have trusted myself more and got more into the vibration of like trust, of unlimited possibility, like of, I got this, I can do this, like it's an incredible opportunity for people to work with me. This gets to be easy, this gets to be fun, I get to enjoy what I'm doing, I don't have to work so hard to be able to like deserve a client. No, I would have like really doubled down on my commitment to my spiritual work in the world. I said I was doing that, but I'm gonna call myself out here. I was so scared that even though I said I was living in my purpose, I was doing a lot of stuff, like overworking, going over hours, you know, going past end times on my calls. I was talking about weight loss when I really wanted to talk about spirituality, but I didn't think people would pay for weight loss when I was health coaching. I was doing some stuff in there that was totally fear-based and not based and really doing what was being called of me. And I think when we come from that place, magic happens. I see this happen all the time with my clients. And when I started doing this in my own business, it changed the game for me. I actually doubled down on my meditation, my yoga practice, prayer practice, really like aligning with my truth, my inner knowing, and being guided to the next aligned steps for me. I focused on being in the energy of an abundant, wealthy woman. I focused on getting into circles like of people who were at the level I wanted to be at. And I honestly think that being in the vibe that you really want, being in the vibration of what you're creating and desiring, will have you do the actions that will get you there. When we're in the energy of scarcity and fear, we do a lot of scared and scarcity-minded things, like overgive or not fully show up in our truth and in our power. So when you focus on the vibe, the actions are inevitable. When you focus on the action and not the vibe, you might do all the things right, but you're still not gonna get the results you want. I've seen this happen over and over and over again in my business. When things weren't aligned, I was just doing things I thought I should be doing. I worked all the damn time and nothing worked. When I got into the vibe, like when I really owned my work in the world and that I was the person to do it, and that I'm on a mission, like with my higher power, to do some good work, and like my clarity and confidence comes from that place, not my head, not like my fear. That's when everything started to work. And I didn't have to send newsletters. I didn't have to do things by the book, but success, clients, cash, all of it came to me because I was an energetic match for it. So this is exactly what I teach my clients and customers to do now, like how to shortcut your path from where you are now to where you want to be, how to do the outer pieces that are going to create a sustainable, profitable business for you, but also how to do the inner work to remove the blocks and the limiting beliefs, to really step into your clarity, your confidence, and the courage to go out and do the work you're truly here to do. So if that sounds like something you're interested, I invite you to join me, reach out to me, you know, leave a comment here, let me know what was helpful. Let's keep in touch. And if you want to go further, if you're interested in what it might be like to work together, check out the Aligned Female Entrepreneur. This is my 90-day business building program for women on a mission who want a proven system, support, accountability, and the right alignment to create a soul-centered business that makes them income and impact. So you can check it out at alignedfemaleentrepreneur.com/join. And if you want to learn more about how to create a profitable soul-centered business that gives you the life that you love and that you want, then join me in my free masterclass on Thursday, alignedfemaleentrepreneur.com/webinar. I'm gonna be sharing with you exactly the steps that I use to create my six-figure business so that you can do the same. I love you guys. I'm sending you so much love. And if you have questions, definitely reach out and let me know. Let me know what's helpful. And I will see you next week.